This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seko Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig O6. Urban Culture Drive.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old as Sanlam turns 100? They are looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science, featuring the voices of Nambita Mpumlwana and Thapelo Mokoena. It's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
As promised, we're going to be chatting with Sponso Manzi a little later on. But for now, we've got someone who is a leader in their profession. Batiki Dr. John Barnard. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Barnard.
So we're going to be chatting to Mr. John Barnard. He is... Actually, let's let the gentleman introduce himself. Good day, sir. How are you?
Good day. How are you?
Good. Thanks. And yourself?
I'm very well. So give me 1 minute. I'm just going to find a room and then we can jump on air.
Okay. We're on air, Mr. John.
We're on a room already. It's all good. It's okay.
Nothing kinky, people. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure for you to make time. For us, Dr. John, please introduce yourself to those who don't know you and tell them a bit about what you do and what you represent.
Fantastic. So good afternoon to you guys. Good afternoon to the listeners. So my name is Dr. John Barnard. I work for Dexcom, who are a medical devices company based out of San Diego, but also making products and distributing products across South Africa. I'm the marketing director here, which means I'm responsible for getting product across the world, talking to lovely people like yourselves, patients, getting information out there, and things like that. So I'm based in Scotland, Edinburgh, which is where I'm talking to you from today. But until Sunday, I was in Johannesburg, your beautiful city of Joburg, where at the CDE event, a big healthcare event, we launched a new product for the people of South Africa. So that's a quick way of introduction to me and what we do.
Yeah, short, precise and concise.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And very informative. Okay, Mr. John, Dr. John, you're talking to us from Scotland, so we're all international.
We're international now.
I wish we had your weather. I wish we had the same weather as you lovely people. Yeah, it's warm here, but not as beautiful as what I left just 24 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
But as a sign, as a point of comfort, it's also warm this side. I think spring is coming well in to the change of season.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
All right, Mr. Barnard, we're talking about your device, right? Apparently, it's called Continuous Glucose Monitoring.
CGM.
That's right. Exactly right. So
is it the technology or is it CGM? Is it a technology
it
or is it a specific device?
It is, yeah. It's a technology. So CGM is you create a state, continuous glucose monitoring. So we make a product. We were one of the first to make this product. We made the first mobile product. But it's something that it's a sensor that just fits under the skin that you kind of insert through a click. You press a button on this plastic device. A sensor goes under the skin. You attach like a transmitter to the sensor. And what that does is it talks to your smartphone, your Android device or your Apple device. And simply put, it tells you what your sugar levels are, your glucose levels are in your body. Sometimes people call it your blood sugar level.
Yes.
And for people who have type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes, it actually tells people if their glucose levels are high, if they're low, if they're about to be high or low. And so what people can do is they can eat some food, drink some Coke, take in some sugar, or if they're really high, they can take in some insulin if they're living with type 1 diabetes. And what CGM does is it then just keeps people, what we say, in a range where they're not too high, they're not too low. And if people living with diabetes can stay in this range, in theory and in practice, they don't suffer as many complications. They don't have... unfortunately, you get many complications from especially type 1 diabetes. It can lead to blindness. It can lead to amputations. It can lead to, in a kind of minor state, headaches, dizziness.
Essentially, it's in its chronic stage when you have type 1 diabetes.
That's exactly right. So what we try and do with people living with diabetes is we try and keep them, you know, really we try and empower them to live their lives and take control of their lives, really.
Okay.
That's what we try and do through CGM.
So I have a couple of questions regarding CGM. So initially,
sure.
when you spoke about it now, you mentioned that it's a sensor that goes under the skin.
That's right,
so
yes.
So which
is the process invasive? How does this happen?
Is it done?
Yeah,
for
it is. It is invasive. Yeah. So what happens is you literally. So if you imagine a mouse on a computer,
yes.
That kind of size, we have the sensor, which is, by the way, the sensor is as kind of thin as a hair on your on your arm or on your head,
yes.
And you simply with this kind of, if you imagine this plastic mouse, you push a button on this mouse. And it's super quick. It sends the sensor into your under your skin and then back out again. And then you literally lift this kind of this plastic off, and then you have a small sensor on your belly, on your abdomen.
Oh, you
so
do
it's
it
a
on
very
your
quick
abdomen.
Process.
It's like an insulin shot.
It's like sorry, you cut out on me for a second. Could you repeat that? It's like
an insulin shot on your abdomen.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you're aware and familiar with that, yeah. So, you know, with a pen, you press the button,
yes.
It goes in, it goes out, and it's exactly the same process.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting, so although it is invasive, many people say that, oh, is it in? Has it worked?
Mm-hmm.
And they take the bit of plastic away, and of course, there it is, and it sits just under the skin, and it stays on your body for 10 days, and then that sends the readings to your phone or your smart device or your computer and tells you what your levels are.
So,
for us, it's your phone.
So it's a 10-day cycle. So every 10 days, you need to prick yourself again and reinsert the...
With the sensor, that's right. But what's interesting, and you use the word prick there, because typically today, anyone who lives with type 1 diabetes, they prick their finger or 10 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah, and what's great now with the new CGM technology, with this product we have, the G6, we don't have to do that anymore. So people don't have to constantly prick their fingers and then see what their blood sugar is doing, because the products are also now very accurate.
Okay.
CGM's very accurate, and so we are eliminating finger sticks.
So,
now, you said you had two questions. Sorry, do carry on.
So, okay, now I went off course.
Shame, have you lost your train of thought?
Yeah. Right.
I have a question, Dr. John.
Sure, go ahead.
What would this product retail for in South Africa?
That's a great question. So we just this weekend, we launched the product with the pricing. And because I look at different products, we'd have to go to, so the product price is on the, so EffiTech are our partner, and the prices are on, I believe, their website. I actually can't remember off the top of my head what the prices are. Because some people can go to their doctor or healthcare practitioner, mm-hmm. and the payers kind of, you know, I think the payers are something similar. The insurers will pay for the product, so there's no cost to a patient. But
okay.
Some people equally in South Africa will pay themselves. So I'm sorry, I don't know what the price is off the top of my head, but it will be on our partner's website.
No worries, but it would obviously be a pretty pricey.
How can I put this? It's, I guess it's, Put it this way, if we could make it accessible to everybody,
yeah,
if the price came down to be accessible to everybody, that would be great. And that's one thing we're trying to do, because one of the things, I mean, I've been here 2 years and I came from the mobile phone industry, and you know how expensive, you know, iPhone, well, I shouldn't say how expensive, some smartphones are at the very, very top end.
Yes.
And one thing we're trying to do is just make this product over time accessible to as many people as possible. And that's what people have said to us. Like what you've said there, oh, is it expensive? We have heard that. We've heard from people living with diabetes, oh, it's really expensive. We've heard from people, you know, I don't like finger pricks. So what we've done with this newer version is, I think the accessibility will be slightly wider, and we have listened and we've taken away finger sticks for many people who just don't like doing it. So yeah, that's ideal. So everyone can get access to this technology and empower themselves to live lives.
Okay, and the type 1 diabetes or diabetes in general, does it have an age range that it affects?
No, it doesn't. It's, some people are born, some people develop it after the age of 40. And don't forget there are two types. So type 1, where the pancreas doesn't work. Sometimes people get it in their teenage years. We hear this and see this a lot, but generally, I mean, it can be any age. And in South Africa alone, I think now we have 3.5 million people with type 1 or type 2, and I think it's over 350,000 with type 1. Type 2 diabetes is much more related to health, fitness, lifestyle. So you do tend to find people do get that, you know, later. They're not necessarily born with that, but type 1, yeah, there's no real, you know, it's still
definitive
many
age.
smarter people than me are looking to, you know, clinical data around it all, and yeah, it doesn't seem to hit you at a certain age. It's really completely random.
Okay, I remembered the second question I wanted to ask. What are the limitations with the software or the system or the whole process of using the CGM.
So yes. Limitations, well, I guess if I had to talk about limitations, you know, so it's on for 10 days, then you put on another sensor. Mm-hmm. So I guess you would say that's one limitation. It lasts 10 days and you have to replace it, you know, like a rechargeable battery.
So it dissolves in the system?
No, you literally, you peel it off like a plaster or a Band-Aid, as our American colleagues would say, and then you simply insert another one.
So it doesn't
dissolve or break up.
So no
That's
side
a really
effects.
Good question. Yeah, what are the limitations of the system? That's a very good question. Live on air.
No shame, Doc.
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you out.
We could have something then that could stay on your skin, obviously, for, you know,
10 days and you bath with it.
Yeah, that would be better. But I can't think of, because it's a brand new product and people are seeing it as a, I will say, revolutionary. One person just this weekend in Joburg said to me, I've been waiting 20 years for a device like this.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, so I don't know what the limitations, I'm sure people will say there are some, but I honestly can't think of any more apart from having it longer on your body.
Okay.
Right now.
All right, Mr. Dr. John. It's been a great pleasure speaking to you.
Closing
comments for those who want to reach you.
Yeah, where can
more.
We access the product? Where can we read up more? Also, are there demos available on YouTube where we could perhaps see the whole process being done?
Yes, there are, absolutely. So if you go to, Dexcom, DEXCOM.com, you can find out lots about CGM and our product. Simple Google search, or shouldn't really say any brands, but a simple search on your browser or on your on your computer or phone for CGM or Dexcom. And it should send you lots of South African data and see demo videos, how to insert it and how it's truly changing people's lives and a real kind of life-giving product to people living with a condition that they never really asked for. So it's a wonderful product. Just find out more online by checking out Dexcom.com.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Doc. This is a brilliant innovation. I think the greater society will definitely benefit from this and keep doing the incredible work that you've been doing.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. Pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Likewise.
Thank you so much, Doc. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that was Dr. Bernard.
That was Dr. John Bernard.
Talking about type 1 diabetes.
I think this is incredible. I think it's great.
I think it's scary, but it is something to look into.
I think we always fear the unknown. But I think that's why I asked for like a demo sort of video.
So that you can see it
so
first,
we can
right?
see it practically done so that maybe that could eliminate any fears that we may have surrounding the product. But I think it's fabulous. If you can make someone's life slightly better, especially with a chronic illness, man, you know, I mean, we have PrEP now and we have all of these really cool things for HIV. And we're making great strides with this virus that has.
But that's actually one thing I actually forgot to ask. It's a bummer. I wanted to find out, Uguti, is the market in SA or Africa for this? And is there such awareness, such that, you know, like how they did with HIV, mm-hmm. they pushed it out there to understand it as a virus, but you don't hear much about diabetes except for, yes, somebody has diabetes.
True, true. And also the thing is that I found was many people who suffer from, especially type 1, because type 2 is reversible.
Mm.
With type 1 diabetes, which is obviously a chronic illness, I find that people don't care to take care of the problem. So many times the doctor will diagnose you and say, okay, look, you need to live according to this lifestyle now, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And you find that so many people are just like,
nah, I'm cool.
Ah, dog.
I'm not chronic. I'm
I can,
cool.
I'll figure it you out.
See, hence, I was saying, it would have been nice to find out if this would work, because with such mindsets, then people won't see the need for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they also push out the education with it, it might. Okay.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.